What do we ask of God? And how do we ask? What are the ways in which we do that? Jesus tells his disciples, the disciples want to know how to pray. And he teaches them what we now have, the Lord's Prayer. And it's a way in which we are called to recognize where we get what we receive, asking the Lord to forgive us, but also for us to forgive others, and to truly not be about a focus on ourselves, but on God, the Father whose name is hallowed. And then Jesus goes on to tell them that when someone is looking for something, we usually will give it to them. A friend, we especially are going to give them what they need. Especially if that friend is persistent. Now, none of us like friends who take and take and take and take and never give. That's the reminder that Jesus is making to the disciples. That what we give is also important. He tells them the famous line in Scripture, ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks the door will be opened. Those are pretty emphatic statements. But when we pray, do we persist? Do we persevere in prayer? Or do we expect that our prayer, when we ask the Lord, that immediately we will get what we want? And then what about what is good? We may think that we want something in a certain way, but is that really good for us? And will God do anything, who is Father of us all? Will God do anything to harm us? Sometimes people believe that God, well, what did I do? What did I do to offend God? And therefore, these things have happened. And Jesus says, what father among you would hand his son a snake when he asks for a fish, or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then, who are wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Notice what Jesus is saying, the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit moves us in the way that God wants us to move, not simply in the way that we want to move. And when we ask, Jesus doesn't say, you will receive what you want. You will receive. When we seek, it doesn't say we will find what we want, we will find. And that the door will be opened. And so all of this is in God's time, God's way, not simply our own. And it's in this that we are called to be in a stance of the one who is hallowed, God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God who gives us what we need, not simply what we want, God who moves us and helps us to recognize that what we truly find is what we are called to find and are meant to find in the Lord. As we pray, may we pray in a way that is persevering, in a way that cooperates with the grace of Christ to be open to what we receive. Because what we receive is what is good for us, what the Lord provides us with. It's important for us to ask and to ask again, not simply to take, but to receive and then to go forth and share the great goodness of the Lord to us all. May the charity of Christ urge us on. The Catholic Apostolate Center has many resources. Just go to catholicapostolatecenter.org. May God bless you. Our prayers are with you.